Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's a very difficult time to be an Arsenal supporter at the moment. The recent run of form is obviously not where any fan would like it to be. It's very clear what our problems are. It's been widely reported, spoken about on a number of podcasts. And we need to find a way of addressing it, whether that be in the transfer market or on the training pitch. But I think the most feasible way to address our issues, is to get on the training pitch and to, rediscover that form and ability that we have. Because last season we scored the highest amount of goals that any Arsenal team has ever scored, and that just tells us what we're capable of doing. So, that needs to be the benchmark, the standard, and we need to aim to, surpass that, really. That should always be the target in terms of goals scored. So I don't think I've really been too down when it comes to recent form, because I know that we have that ability. But it's extremely difficult, when you think about how it's affected our season, our inability to finish our chances, basically. The stats have been scary. But I think because they've been so scary and alarming and unusual, it also makes you feel, okay, we're really far from what we can really do. It's just very clear that we're not performing at our best. We're significantly underperforming we're significantly underperforming, essentially. And I think that's what I've always been able to kind of keep in mind. It's not been easy. When you watch a game, we haven't played well, you're just listening to pundits, it's so easy to think about how this affects I don't even want to say title race, but our season, our Premier League season. And then you think about the other competition that we're in, the Champions League. It's not been easy for sure. But we just need to try and, I say we, fans, Arteta, the players, need to just regroup, take a break, not think about Crystal Palace or anything like that. Just focus on the transfer market now and try and address any positions that we feel we need to. That might be striker, that probably won't be striker, but as I said, address the positions that need addressing, or address the positions that we think we can address given the opportunities on the market. Because it's one thing to want to address positions, it's another thing to be able to address positions according to the conditions that you have. So the price that you want to pay for the player, the current state of the other team that you want to buy the player from. Do they really need that player? I think about Ivan Toney. It's all well and good for us to want him, but Brentford need him. They've lost players because of the African Cup of Nations, and their form hasn't been great of recent. So there's no reason for them to sell unless we, we pay over the odds, or not even over the odds, unless we pay the price for Ivan Toney, all things considered, because he's a player that before he'd been out for so long, he was performing extremely well. So that's just the reality. We can't fight that reality, no matter how how angry me and other fans may be about the current situation. You know, it'd be lovely to just drop 100 million and sort things out, but sometimes that doesn't always solve the problem. So we just have to stick to our principles. We're Arsenal, we're not Chelsea. We don't just throw money at things. I don't want to knock Chelsea too much, because you can put an argument up for them saying that, okay, well, that's worked for them more often than not in the past, or not all the time, but in the past at times under the Abramovich and his ownership. So, you know, all I'm trying to say is we just need to stick to our principles and act in the ways that we've always acted. You know, we don't panic, we stick to our principles and make decisions like that. So as long as we do that, I'm sure that things will be fine. But yeah, we need to just remain faith in Arteta and the players, and let them take their break and come back and show us what they're made of, really. It's going to be easier said than done, and you know, it hurts, the games that we've lost and not played well in, and games that we should have won, when you look at our XG and chances and all these things. But you know, we just have to reset and just think of the next half of the season as another season, because if we keep dwelling on the past, we're not going to get anywhere. So yeah, that would be my message to all fans, and let's see what happens. Let's just see what happens.